Hi everyone, it's Bianca here. Welcome to another episode of the Voice of Law podcast. Each week we consider a different area of digital health, and this week the theme is voice technologies in healthcare. I thought I would start this episode by providing a little bit of information about really how I got started in digital health, what inspired me to go and train in the area of medical law and then seek a further specialization within the area of digital health. Many years ago, I was attending appointments with a relative who had received a cancer diagnosis in her mid-60s, and we were very fortunate that we were able to secure one of the top oncologists for this relative. And we were looking forward to the appointments because it would, you know, hopefully clarify what the situation was and what her prognosis was as well. But at every single appointment, and this was very disappointing, the doctor was not interacting with my relative at all, or with myself as the support person. She was on her computer typing notes facing away from the patient. And I found this really interesting that when it was time for us to leave, when she was ready for us to go, she would pick up the dictaphone and start recording notes into it. And she would actually talk about the relative in a third person while she was still in the room. And quite frankly, this added a lot of stress to our lives because it just added to the pressure of the overall experience that we were facing, and it just amplified everything. And we did not understand why the doctor was acting that way. We assumed that there may have been some pressures that she was experiencing that contributed to that. But I remember thinking at the time how great it would be if she would just turn to this relative and talk to her, look her in the eyes, explain her situation to her. And that was the inspiration I needed to go and enroll in a Masters of Health and Medical Law to learn about the pressures that doctors are facing. Now, in that master's program, I was studying with doctors and with lawyers. So we were together in the room. I was able to find out about what their experience is and has been, and really learn about what pressures doctors are facing. And wow, I learned that doctors are snowed under with admin and record keeping tasks. Now, the patient may not understand this or may not truly have a full comprehension of how much admin the doctor is facing. They are just experiencing their particular illness or disease. They're going to see their doctor hoping for some reassurance. And if the interaction is not pleasant, it just adds so much pressure to that patient. And when I'm taking the Masters of Health and Medical Law, I started learning more about technologies, digital health technologies. And I was asking myself the question, could the future of medicine be different? Will patient interactions with their doctor change over time? And the professor taking this course gave us a task of writing a paper on digital health. So that got me really, really interested in this area. I then went and read a book by Dr. Eric Topol called The Patient Will See You Now. And that book, as well as the TED Talk, made me appreciate that digital health is certainly part of the future and that things can be different in healthcare, that the doctor-patient interaction is going to change with time. Now, I took that course 8 years ago, and wow, a lot has happened in 8 years. Digital health is much further along than it was at the time. I remember going to see my own doctor and telling them about all that I'd learnt in digital health. And they said, look, it's just not realistic. This is really well into the future. and it's not going to happen anytime soon. Over the past 8 years, we've seen the increase in uses of telehealth technologies, the uses of electronic health record systems. So quite a lot has changed, but also in terms of culturally within medicine, a lot has changed as well. When I was examining electronic health record systems, I started asking the question of how can we reduce the physician burden of needing to actually sit there, clicking on individual files and reading information about their patients. And one solution I was thinking of was that of using your voice as a doctor speaking to the electronic health record, asking questions about the patient. And I wondered whether that was possible. When I attended the Voice of Healthcare Summit at Harvard Medical School last year, we were presented with a technology that's been developed at Vanderbilt University, where they're working on a voice-activated EHR that enables the doctor to retrieve information about the patient using their voice. I also learned about use cases where there is the ability to potentially record the interaction that is going on with the patient automatically. And another example that caught my attention was the ability to use a voice assistant that has a screen to show patients an informative video about the disease or illness that they have. The video will explain the condition in a way that is easy to understand, with an empathetic tone, with the right sounds and music, with the right visuals. And this enables a doctor to provide the same information to each patient at every interaction. It wouldn't matter whether the doctor is exhausted or not, they could provide the same content in the exact same way to everybody. I'm very hopeful that in the not so distant future, and I think this is within the next 5 years, the doctor-patient interaction is going to change dramatically. And the experience that many of us have had of sitting in a doctor's appointment where they are quickly typing notes and do not have time to actually look at you and talk to you and explain the situation, that is all going to change. But in order to get there, in order to get to that point where we can utilize those technologies, there are a range of questions that need to be addressed first. And this is where the laws of voice come in to the discussion. Now, in tomorrow's episode, I'm going to provide another potential use case for voice technologies in healthcare, describing the use of voice technologies to record complex processes during an IVF cycle. So stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, and I look forward to speaking then. Thank you and have a great day.